I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You need a mask. So why not get a cool mask? The KISW face mask. Oh, let me tell you, when you go with this, man, it's not even a thing. It's like, whoa! You're like the man. You're like the woman. You're like the Rev.
Yeah.
You want to be as cool as the Rev, don't you? Put one of these masks on you, Wolfie.
Yeah.
That's right, man. And a portion of each KISW mask, the portion of the sales go to the Washington State Nurses Association, and they do great things providing education and resources to nurses across the state, and they're good people, so that's nice. You want info? You want to buy one of these masks? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Let's try to whack him instead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Whack him.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack him.
And I'd like to start off this Whack It Wednesday with a bit of an apology.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I apologize for you all the time.
I'm sure you do, yeah. But I would like to apologize to my cat, Frank.
Okay. Unfortunately, morning, the batteries went out in the smoke alarm, or they were getting low, and so it was chirping, and it was really bothering Frankie. And he couldn't really, he didn't know what was going on, and I couldn't figure out what was going on with the smoke detector, so I couldn't do anything about it. But fortunately, after a couple hours, the wife woke up and was able to relieve Frankie from that torment.
Dave, is there a gong for this story? Are you kidding me?
This is important.
I have to give a heartfelt apology to my cat, Frank, in accounting.
I really am losing the will to live the more he speaks about this.
That's just a bonus.
I mean, I feel like you still owe an apology also to Frank, because he's not one of the cardboard cutouts at Mariners games.
Well, I just wasn't going to tell him that. So, sorry, Frank, that you are not a cardboard cutout. Dad can only afford so much.
That has a lot to do with why the Mariners are losing.
So I don't understand. Is it you really care about the Rev, or you love trolling me, or is it a little bit of both?
Both.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Andy in Marysville. Andy, are you there?
Sure am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out.
Doing this one for Frank.
Yeah, for Frank.
How about you take Rev's story with you?
Oh. For those playing at home, Andy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Andy, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
In the movie Iron Man, Tony Stark is kidnapped when he travels to what country?
Oh, gosh. Was it Iran?
No.
Afghanistan.
Yes. The first episode of Judge Judy aired in what year of the mid-90s?
92.
No.
93?
No.
94.
No. How many times have the San Francisco Giants won the World Series?
I have no idea. Two?
No.
Oh, World Series baseball. Gosh. 15.
No.
Wow.
Zero?
No. How many
Another
feet?
Wow.
How many feet are in 13 yards?
13 yards. Oh, gosh. 39?
Yes. Poland is located on which continent?
Europe.
Yes. What superpower does Violet have in the movie The Incredibles?
She can go invisible and then make force fields and stuff.
Yeah. What war ended in 1953?
In 1953?
Yeah.
God, World War II?
No.
No. Korea?
Yes! I'll give it to you. One, two, three, four, five correct.
Nice.
Yeah, right down the middle there.
Still makes me sad that they made a great Fantastic Four movie called The Incredibles.
They really made two of them, apparently.
They really did, and they were both good.
Yeah, I bet you can't wait until the Fantastic Four finally get into the MCU to see how they can ruin that.
I feel like the MCU, everything they touched is pretty good.
It is, and they've done some things that with secondary characters, like many of the characters just weren't big named ones that they've actually done really well with.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can go on about Guardians of the Galaxy, which everyone thought that was going to be a big flop. And they're like, nobody cares about this comic book. Why would you make a movie? And it was one of the most successful movies they've ever done.
There'll be some hope for you with the Fantastic Four maybe someday.
That's what I'm hoping.
They just need to put a squirrel in the Fantastic Four.
You know what? If that's what it takes, I will honor that squirrel.
The Fantastic Four and a half. Yeah. Now featuring Sammy the Squirrel.
And the squirrel.
That's right. He'll be a flying squirrel. Sorry, Johnny Storm. You've been replaced by a flying squirrel.
Steve, are you ready?
I would totally watch the hell out of that movie.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes!
In the movie Iron Man, Tony Stark is kidnapped when he travels to what country?
Afghanistan?
Yes.
Nice.
The first episode of Judge Judy aired in what year? The mid-90s.
What year? Mid-95?
No.
94?
No.
96?
Yes.
Good job.
How many times have the San Francisco Giants won the World Series?
Oh, crap. They were winning like every other year for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Four?
No.
Five?
No.
Six?
No.
Nine?
Oh. No.
Three?
No. How many feet are in 13 yards?
You're in 13? A lot, man. 156?
No.
166.
No.
169.
No. Poland is located on which continent?
Ooh, Europe.
Yes. What superpower does Violet have in the movie The Incredibles?
She goes invisible.
Yes.
Nice job.
What war ended in 1953?
The War of 1812.
No.
The Korean War?
Yes. Nice. According to legend, who was King Arthur's wife?
Mary.
No.
Betty.
No.
Veronica.
No. Sodium chloride is the scientific name for what common cooking item?
Baking soda.
No. One, two, three,
salt.
Four, five. Damn. Yes, but you're too late, and you guys tie.
Oh,
five,
man.
To five. Salt. Oh. Salt.
Sorry, pal. No song
Salt
for Bay's you.
Salt Bay is disappointed in me.
Oh, Andy, you didn't give me a win, but still, you know what? You kept Steve from playing a song. That's good enough for me, buddy.
All right.
And it's obvious Andy doesn't know anything about baseball. That's
nope,
a fact.
Nope. But,
why is that?
Well, because his Giants question, his answers were just all... You know,
the first one, he was like two, and then he was like, oh, wait, baseball, and then just...
He said 15, and it's like, look, I mean...
and
only
then
one,
zero.
There's only one A-hole team that would be in that high number, and that would
be the Yankees. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Something.
Right? I have a question about the Giants, though.
Okay.
We'll see what the answer is, because I would say two.
No.
Okay, so I might be missing something. How many have they won?
Yeah, eight.
See, here's the problem.
Are you counting New York Giants?
Yeah, see, if you're counting the New York Giants, that's not fair because the San Francisco Giants have not always been in San Francisco.
Well, what I did was I put into Google how many times have the San Francisco Giants won the World Series, and a big number eight came up, and as such, I take that.
And that's the problem is that
they count New York, yeah.
Google F'd you because the San Francisco Giants have not won eight World
Series.
They've
won three.
They've only won three.
Well, fortunately, no one said that, so that works out for me.
I think he did say,
he did
three,
yeah.
I think I said...
Yeah.
Steve said three.
I know. I think I did two and four and then six. I went even number because I know that they were winning. It was funny because they were winning it every other year. That was like the joke. They won it in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, what can I do? I put it into Google, and it gave me an answer.
Well, what you can do is, I can't blame you for that, and it is one of the weird things about sports but that's a question I don't think anyone would ever ask. They would just say the Giants. But, you know, in other words, the baseball team, the Giants, how many World Series did they win? Then that would be a correct question.
I'm okay with that one being that they consider San Francisco Giants winning eight championships because they kept the name, the Giants. Like, I hate that the Oklahoma City Thunder...
They count their win, yeah.
The Sonics championship as, like, in their list of championships won.
I don't have a problem like what you said, Steve. I agree with what your logic is. I think for a trivia question, that's my problem.
Right.
Because my brain goes, oh, the San Francisco Giants have only won.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and I
mean, I understand where you're coming from.
I'd be screaming and yelling at Alex Trebek right now. I'd be flipping that bloody thing. Because it's probably the only question I could get right. Ken Jennings is next to me getting everyone right. This is the only one I can get right, Alex. Come on.
Just give it to me.
And Alex would just be like,
I'm a little drunk.
Yeah.
And I need you now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that what he would do? All right.
I need a drink.
Yeah, that's what he would need. Okay. Well,
one that Andy got correct was there's 39 feet and 13 yards.
Good job.
You just multiply it by three.
Yeah.
I hundreds.
Yeah.
I'm multiplying by 12. And not that I was getting it right, but that was in my head. I was trying
you
to
multiply by 12 and still got it wrong.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Mr. Math, ladies and gentlemen.
And then finally, the other one that you missed, according to legend, who was King Arthur's wife? Does anybody know?
Is it Jen or Guinevere?
Guinevere.
Yes.
Guinevere.
Yeah.
But you know what? Thank you for the hint, Vicky, because I kept thinking Marion, but that's Robin Hood squeeze.
Yep.
So I couldn't think what her name was. And when you, Vicky helped me out with Guinevere.
Well, congratulations to all contestants involved. You guys got a tie and whacked each other.
Yeah. Good job. Multiple whacking.
Whack it.
By the way,
someone says the San Francisco Giants claim all eight. I have a golden eight license t-shirt.
It's not what, that's not my point. I don't have a problem with the Giants keeping the legacy. Like you said, Steve, it's their name. Yeah. But the team, the San Francisco Giants, have only won three championships.
I thought that was a cool point that the guy brought up, that they have a shirt that has all eight championships on it.
And they deserve it. I mean, because they just, the team, you know, it was the same team. They moved, they did, they kept. I agree with you, Steve. I think the Thunder thing is dumb. And I hope that if we get another team, they figure this out and say, okay.
I thought that was part of the agreement. I don't know. I haven't checked the...
I can't remember, to be
honest.
I haven't
checked the contract recently, but I think part of the agreement was if Seattle ever gets a team again, that we can assume the history and the rights to the Sonics name again.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, they have...
Don't quote me. I might be making that up, or I might have just, like, back in the day, I've been really stoned and believed that was the story.
Yeah, they have to, you know. I mean, but it is so weird how stuff goes, because, like, the Indianapolis Colts, of course, has all the Colts history, even from Baltimore. And if you were a Baltimore fan that remembers the Baltimore Colts, and now you've got the Ravens, it's like, well, it was just two different things. I got two different teams. They weren't the same.
Is that why they called them the New York Football Giants? That they wanted to have separation between the baseball Giants?
Makes sense.
Or were they just felt like they were like the Giants of football, like they were the badasses of football?
I wasn't alive.
You weren't?
I was. Well, if I was, I was a very small child. But when that happened, it would make sense to me that with the New York Football Giants, because let's be honest, a lot of the football teams were trying to, you know, capitalize on the popularity of baseball. You have the Cardinals, the Giants,
right? Because there was a minute. Yeah. For a while, it was the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
For football and baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they did that in 1937 to distinguish themselves between the baseball teams.
Interesting.
Yeah. At the time, baseball was much more popular than football. Of course, you know, here it is all these years later, and it's completely flipped.
How do you feel about that when sports teams have the same name in the same city?
Gosh, you know, it feels like an old-timey thing to do. I don't like it. I liked each team having its own name and its own personality. I like that.
I used to think that'd be cool, like, if every team was named the same. But I was also, like, seven at the time, so that seemed like a cool idea as a child.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's cool to have and for a while, I also thought, oh, every team should have the same color scheme, like kind of like Pittsburgh Steelers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. I thought that was kind of a cool look.
Yeah.
Especially now, I'm so glad that the Seattle Kraken aren't doing blue and green.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I like the unity of it all, but I also do like the individuality. I'm sort of ambivalent. The only reason I'm really pissed is I was pissed at the Pittsburgh Penguins because they were not blue. They were not black and gold. That was the Bruins color scheme, and then they adopted it. And as a Bruins fan, I'm like, oh, F yourself. That's our color scheme.
But in all fairness, their original color scheme was like powder blue and yellow or something like that. It was not a very cool color scheme.
I agree it wasn't, but to pick somebody else's. I mean, there wasn't really anybody doing the brown and gold.
Yeah.
You know, now, of course, I mean, is
black and gold.
Like, yeah, the black and gold. You're right. Yeah, the black and gold. Not everybody was doing the black and gold, and it was our thing, you know? And
you know, I never look at it now like, oh, my gosh, there are two teams with black and gold in hockey. I can't handle this. You know what I mean? It's like they are so – I feel like their logos make it so that there's a good enough difference between the two.
It is now, but, you know – when you're growing up,
right,
and you think, you know, and I remember that was the unique thing. There was no other team with that color scheme. And, you know, again, Bostonian, we like to think we're special anyway. So we really just, we were just so salty about everything. But you're right. What difference does it make? And it isn't exactly the same. I mean, they do different tones.
Yes.
You know, so, but, you know, hey, and Pittsburgh's turned out to be a pretty good team over the years anyway. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, they don't suck.
No, they don't. So
it's like, you say that. Screw you, Jay. It's my friend Jay. It's his favorite team.
Yeah, there you go. We got a teen that was busted by his parents because, well, he took their car on a joyride. So they came up with an epic way to punish him. And you're going to hear from him at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a family in Phoenix, and they're doing some punishing of their 14-year-old because he took the car out for a joyride. And how they punished him? They moved all his stuff outside and gave it away.
Oh, that's one way to handle it.
The team's name is Angel, and he took his parents' Range Rover for a drive while they were out of town in Las Vegas celebrating their anniversary. And here he is talking about taking the car for joyride.
I just wanted to drive, but I don't have like a license to, so I just took it. I washed the car, like hand wash, and I was like, I don't have anything to dry it, so like I'm just gonna like take it for like one spin, so like it dries.
Yeah, nice try.
I mean, that's fair. He hand washed the Range Rover.
Yeah.
And the Range Rovers are pretty expensive.
They are, if I remember correctly.
So his family's doing pretty well. And I'm looking at the picture, and it's got a sign that says, "Sorry, I stole my parents' car," and something else on there as well. But there's this full bed, and there's like some nice bedroom furniture, TV, dresser.
Yeah.
That's a score for anyone.
Yeah. Angel's parents found out about this when the cops gave them a call and said, quote, "Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area. How cool. So they were able to track the car to their cell phone and call them.
I wonder if there's like some kind of like a neighborhood, like, I have no idea. Maybe it's like in the Fancy Pants area. It's like they have like some kind of like a neighborhood connection.
Yeah.
That connects like what car is associated with which home and their phone number.
That's interesting. I mean, I don't know what kind of...
He got busted by that, though.
Yeah. And so Ramon wanted to make sure Angel learned his lessons. Like you said, everything's out on the curb. I mean, the clothes, the bed, the TV, everything from his bedroom, gave it all away.
Well, we got back to the house today. We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty, and we're just giving all his stuff away. Mostly to, like, apologize to our neighbors, too. You know, like, he could have ran someone over. Something really bad could have happened.
You know, when in Puyallup, sometimes there's stuff out on the streets that says free, but it's not nearly as nice as this stuff.
Yeah.
It's usually like a couch with holes in it, and someone's like, free. I'm like, yeah, of course. You're not getting any money for that.
Yeah, but this stuff was premium. And they took it, too. Angel was also, like you said, he had to sit in the front lawn while this was going down. And, with that sign, sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding. And here's both of them, Angel and Pops, talking about it.
It's kind of weird, but, like, I think it's a fair punishment.
Hopefully, you know, you do what's right. I mean, you really be able to tell later in the years, of course, but for now, you know, we're just trying our best to keep him out of trouble, make sure he understands that, you know, things like this will not be tolerated.
Well, I think...
Clothes, too. I mean, they do everything.
So I don't know. How's he sleeping? What's he doing? Is he sleeping on the floor? Is that his bag? And what's he wearing for clothes? He still has to have something to wear.
I've got a feeling that, like, you know, they have a guest room that he could probably sleep in. I don't know. Or maybe he does sleep on the floor.
Yeah, what's the point if you, you know, I mean, if you make him sleep in the guest room, if he's like, well, right,
I don't know if losing the bed's really like the end of the world for a teenager, but probably losing like your game system.
Yeah.
Some of your favorite like toys or whatever it may be. I don't know what the hell you have at 14. I forget.
Yeah, but you, if you're sleeping on the floor, Steve, I think you're not going to dig that.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they give him a sleeping bag.
Okay, you're still sleeping on the damn floor.
I don't know, what are those? One of those inflatable mattresses that you use for camping?
Yes,
those are not those. I mean, I wouldn't give any of that. I mean, what's the point? Because like Steve's right, as a kid, you don't care, but the game system, all that's gone. And
well, I think that's the point. Is that he lost everything, so like you're losing everything, and the bed is more of like a statement. A kid's not going to be like, damn it. I really like that headboard, Dad.
Yeah.
I can't believe you gave that away. I don't know. Maybe this kid is.
Yeah. I'm going to miss it. Yeah, I was noticing the sheets weren't anything special because if I had my favorite sports sheets or my Star Wars sheets, I would be pissed. You know what?
Wow. Seriously.
I mean, I would.
I was 14, not 6.
Well, I may have.
Dad, you got rid of my Star Trek cards. All of his favorite shoes.
Yeah. I have to tell you, man, I think it's pretty cool. And I love the fact that the kid actually is like, okay, fair punishment. It's weird, but fair. I mean, I guess in a way they've done something right because he could be a lot more of a jerk about it.
Well, he probably figures in the back of his head his parents are going to buy him all new stuff anyway.
Yeah, right. He's going to get new stuff.
See, you guys.
Genius.
I feel like you guys don't. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's really going to have to work his way back to getting
anything.
I hope
you're right.
I mean, otherwise it's the dumbest thing in the world than to turn around and go and buy him new stuff at this point.
What,
I
dumb
mean,
parents? No way. Come on. No.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to go to the store tomorrow and hook him all, like, the Angel store, and everything that Angel wants is in that store. But I mean, I'd imagine they're going to get him a new bed pretty soon.
I feel like he's got to work for it.
And then everything else will have to earn.
Yeah. I don't know about the new bed. I mean, I personally think it's dumb if you throw away his bed and then go out and buy him a new one. I think that's really stupid. I feel like he's going to have to earn it all. Otherwise, it is pretty dumb to have done that.
Person's like, this is odd though. Most of that furniture, his parents paid for it. It actually belongs to them. It's not even their son's.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's the key.
It's more of a statement.
Well, no, but that's why they have the right to take it away. I think that's perfect. It's like, you know what? We already spent the money, and you know what? We're going to do with what we want. So actually, I think that's even the biggest part of the statement is like, you don't do anything around here, and all you've done is cause trouble. Okay, buddy. Here's what you get for your trouble. You never earned anything, so now we're going to take it.
Now you sleep on the floor.
Yeah, I actually love that part of it.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a 14-year-old takes his family's car for a joyride. So what do his parents do? They give away all his stuff, including his bed. Based on this, what was the most creative way that you were punished? Or what is the most creative way that you punished your kids? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts after Nirvana on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A 14-year-old takes his family's car for a joyride, so his parents like, you know what? Your stuff, gone. They gave it all away. Based on this, what was the most creative way that you were punished? Or what is the most creative way that you punished your kids? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Chuck in University Place, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, people.
Good morning, Chuck. So were you the punished or the punisher?
I was the punisher.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
We caught our 10-year-old son playing with matches out beside the house. So I had a couple of friends that were on the fire department at the time, made arrangements to take him up there to have a conversation with the fireman. He was there for a few hours, and while he was there, we emptied his room, put everything he owned in storage, and went to the thrift store, bought a duffel bag full of clothes. He came home, he had a blanket and a pillow on the floor and a duffel bag with used clothes.
Whoa!
Damn!
How long did that go on that he had to live like that?
We made it do a couple weeks. We basically told him that the house was burned down and this was all we could salvage and this is what he had to live with now.
Oh, I get it. You were showing him here's what life would be like if you burned the house down.
We lost everything, so we scraped together enough to get you some used clothes and here's a blanket and a pillow and this is the repercussion of it.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like that. It's like, hey, I want to show you what would have happened had you burned the house down. I kind of dig that. Yep. That, you know, there was some thought going into that. Because I wasn't sure why. I get going to the fire department, but I didn't know to take his stuff away.
The moral to the story.
Yeah, I get that. Well, that's what it would have been like if the house burned down. That's actually pretty genius. How did that work with him, Chuck? Does he remember that? And does he look at it that as a positive lesson?
Oh yes. Because it was during the summertime, so we didn't have to worry about him going to school and use clothes. He got lucky on that, but yeah, he it was an eye opener.
How old?
And I think the conversation with the fire department kind of really, hit home with him as well. And then coming home to that and having that for 2 weeks was the nail that really drove it home.
It'd been great if he turned out to become a firefighter.
No, he didn't become that, but we never caught him with matches again.
I love that. I really believe if there's a way that you can show somebody where their bottom is without them actually having to hit bottom, but they still can feel like they've hit bottom, it can be such a life-changing experience, because usually that's what it takes for some people to get their act together. Now, granted, 10 years old, you're really like, wow, he's hit bottom already. But, I mean, that could have happened. I mean, at 10 years old, you burn your house down.
This is what happened.
I don't think you recover from that just even as you get into adult, because that's with you for the rest of your life. Like, this is what I did.
I wonder if it's like, remember those videos, the old Scared Straight videos, where they would bring them to, like, a prison and have, like, prisoners yell at the kids just to kind of, like, you know, scare them into, like, this is what could happen if you continue down the road that you're going down.
I remember that, man.
Those were the best watchers ever.
They would go in, try to be tough, and then eventually they'd be all crying.
Yeah, the one kid's like, oh, no, nothing you're going to say is going to scare me. And then one guy just kind of finally hits that nerve, and then the kid just breaks down. You're like, this is better than baseball, watching this on television.
This is our Real Housewives.
I was the person since sixth grade. My dad found an eighth of weed in my room, and to punish me, he did the old school thing. He made me watch him smoke it all. Worst day ever.
I'm going to smoke your weed.
At first,
son.
I thought he was going to make the kid smoke it all, but no, he flipped the script. Dad's a stoner.
I don't think that's the...
That's not how you handle
that's
things.
That's not the lesson that you want to teach your kid.
He also taught me how quickly you can eat a pint of ice cream.
Yeah.
That part's not...
That's probably there. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What was the most creative way that you were punished, or perhaps the most creative way that you punished your kids?
This is an interesting one. I was 7 years old when my father caught me shooting birds with my BB gun. He told me to stop, and he walked back to the house, and then from the window, he watched me shoot a blue jay. He came outside, and he made me clean it and cook it myself and eat it.
Oh!
I was sick for 2 days straight.
Oh, damn!
That's a rather aggressive punishment.
Wow, that's an aggressive punishment.
Like, I get throwing it away, cleaning up the area, then you have to actually look at the bird, you know? But then to eat it?
Well, you know what? The idea is that this weapon is to be used for hunting. That, you know, and I do like that. I like that,
this BB gun?
Well,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, the idea being is that there's a reason for things like this. The BB gun's used to not to shoot at, you know, obviously live objects, and then there is something to be said about that, because I think if people know the right tool and how to use it, maybe we would, you know, be a little bit of a better shape as opposed to, you know.
No, I see that your son's in the room.
Oh, yeah.
It should be interesting.
Joey D's nuts.
So there was a time where my dad thought it would be a good idea for our punishment to be for me and my sister to do each other's chores. So, you know, like,
if love that
we,
idea.
You know, whatever reason I teased her or whatever, he'd be like, okay, you have to do the laundry or blah, blah, blah. But unfortunately, it got rather cutthroat, because we realized the more dirt we got on each other, the more things we could make the other person do.
Gotcha.
Well, one of my sister's chores was to pick up the dog poop out of the backyard. Well, it was around the quarter where grades came out, and I had a terrible report card, and I was trying to hide it from my parents. We got back one day, and she hadn't cleaned the dog poop for like 2 weeks, so it was everywhere. And she came running through the room and just went, Joey failed math! He has to clean up the dog crap! And I remember sitting there being like, what is possibly going to happen? And BJ just looks at me straight in the face. He goes, go get the plastic bag, son. It's your time.
Oh, no.
Did you have a pooper scooper, or did you have to hand pick it up?
Hand pick all of it, Steve. Ah. And it was moldy and grimy.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, they didn't last very long, though, because there and I mean, it maybe like a week after that, I was just yelling about all the stuff she was doing, and oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, my children were really tough to come up with any way to reprimand, because they were such litigators. Me basically being that kind of child for my father came back to haunt me, because I had two kids that were much better than I ever was in that department. We can never come up with a way to punish them. They always litigated their way out of it.
Or worked scams to make the other one suffer.
Oh, yeah. They were good like that. I knew that would serve them well later in life, the way they could turn on each other.
Well, this one, whenever I cursed or talked back or said something disrespectful, my mom would make me eat a spoonful of cayenne pepper.
Whoa. Yum.
Way worse than getting your mouth washed out with soap.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know, the old Tabasco thing. They put like a little Tabasco in the person's mouth if they curse.
It is interesting, huh? You know what I mean? Like, the further back in time you go, the more we were all about just whooping on people in order to get them to fall in line. The kids really took a beating.
You're acting literally. Bad, we're going to torture you.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, you know, my generation, we didn't get to do that. That's unfortunate.
My parents weren't super creative, but who was creative was my grandma, my dad's mom. So they would do the old-fashioned spankings. And my dad did something wrong. He knew he was going to get a spanking. So he went in and put on every single pair of shorts and pants he owned because he didn't want it to hurt. And my grandma's sitting there spanking him. It's like, I'm not getting the same reaction like I usually do. And then she realized, you know, his butt looks a little padded. So she made him take off each layer and would spank him between each layer. Work his way down until he got to bare bottom.
There we go.
Yeah, he didn't do that again.
Yeah, I remember one time my dad, like, he came up with the belt, and my brother and I, we thought, okay, we're screwed. Like, how do we get out of this? And I thought it would be a smart idea to, like, the old stupid thing of, like, taking a book and putting it in your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking, like, he won't know. You know, maybe a soft cover book would work. I took a hard cover book. So it's just like this giant imprint of a book coming out of my pants. And, you know, he bends me over to give me the spanking with the belt, and he just looks at me, just like, what are you doing? Like, he's just an idiot. You think I'm stupid? And then he was more mad at me because he thought I was so stupid. He thought he was so stupid that he wouldn't notice that a hardcover book was in my pants.
Yeah, you can't win in that particular scenario.
It's amazing.
I lost. Big L.
Oh,
big
man. L.
Big welts.
See, you grew up in the wrong time. Now anybody does that to you, pretty much you call the authorities. You know what? He's really taking a beating himself.
Oh, if we threatened to call the authorities, because back then, like, you'd be like, I'm going to call CPS, and my dad would grab the phone. All right, I'll dial it for you. And, like, you know, he'd call you on your bluff with everything.
Oh, yeah.
And every time, we'd crack under pressure. Like, my brother and I would never, like, play chicken with him. Because I remember one time, I'm going to run away from the house, and he started packing my bags. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm packing your bags for you. Get out.
Oh, dear.
You want to run away? I'll help you. I don't want to run away.
Sorry.
Genius.
Right. I just wanted to get my way. He's like, well, you're getting your way.
Oh, that is awesome. That is fantastic. We got an iconic show that is coming back, even though half of the show's stars aren't even going to be involved with it. What show am I talking about? I'll tell you. It's 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.